AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Vice President Harris is expected to tackle a number of serious issues at the DNC this week, including gun violence. Angela Farrell Zabala is with Moms Demand Action.
We've already seen this really centered in her campaign as a priority. I've done events with her over the course of this year and last year, and I see how important this issue is to her.
A new CBS News poll shows this presidential race is very tight. Our director of surveys, Anthony Salvanto.
3/4 of voters say they think Harris's policies and views will be mostly the same as Joe Biden's. And she's doing well among voters who think that, but not entirely the same.
Dangerous high temperatures are expected to soar well into triple digits today across parts of the nation's midsection and south. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor.
This is going to lead to a prolonged stretch of high temperatures well into the 90s and potentially into the triple digits.
Experts are urging folks to stay inside today if they can. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new study from Georgetown University shows the best jobs in the future will go to the people with the highest degrees. Will Waukee reports.
Researchers found that 85% of good jobs will go to people with bachelor's degrees or other forms of post-secondary training by 2031. Report author Artem Gulish with the Georgetown Center on Education and the Workforce says even traditional blue-collar work, such as construction, will increasingly require apprenticeships or courses in fields like machinery and tech.
While those jobs are going to be growing, in part because of the infrastructure investments that the federal government and state governments have been making in recent years, those opportunities are going to be shifting to middle skills.
Gulish says a good job pays a minimum of $43,000 a year for workers between ages 25 and 44. He says over time it will be more challenging for those with only high school degrees to earn that salary. In general, college enrollment of young people is actually declining, especially among men. Gulish says the future labor market is not set in stone, especially as technologies such as artificial intelligence keep evolving. But having a post-secondary degree will often make you more employable.
The future does not look like the present, so having that ability to adapt and learn and upskill and reskill and pick up new skills will definitely be beneficial.
Georgetown's report found that there will be more good jobs on the market by 2031 compared to now. That's partly because policymakers are facing pressure to deliver higher job quality rather than just lower unemployment. I'm Will Waukee. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
It's the Packers and the Broncos. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Preseason football tonight between the Packers and Broncos in Denver. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. Jordan Love will be on the sidelines while Sean Clifford and rookie Michael Pratt handle the duties at quarterback. Matt LaFleur will not be calling the plays. It'll be offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich, who called the plays last week in Cleveland. LaFleur says it's something he got to do as a quarterback coach with the Rams under head coach Sean McVay.
Yeah, Steno called it, and he'll call it again. I think it's great experience. That's something that when I worked with Sean, he afforded me that opportunity. Yeah, I think it's good experience for those guys. And then it also allows you to kind of keep the 30,000-foot view, if you will, on everything that's going on.
Baseball, the Brewers with another win over the Guardians last night, 2-1 in favor of the crew. Freddie Peralta, pitching 6 innings, awarded the win. Devin Williams came in the 9th to earn another save. The Cards beat the Dodgers 5-2 in St. Louis, but remain 10 games behind Milwaukee atop the NL Central. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Sunday and breezy north winds up around 25 miles per hour. A shower or two in the afternoon, otherwise highs in the upper 70s. Tonight's skies turning mostly clear. We'll be in the mid-60s, mid-70s Monday. It's 66 at our studios.
Mark your calendars for August 22nd through the 24th for the Neighborhood Beer Garden at Rivers Crossing Park. Enjoy live music, food, socializing, and of course, beer. On Thursday the 22nd, enjoy the Where You Belong meetups at Rivers Crossing beginning at 5 p.m. Head to the Parks, Rec, and Forestry office for discount theme park tickets before Labor Day. There's still fun to be had while the season lasts at the Horb Springs Aquatic Center before closing on the 20th, or Buckner Pool, which closes on the 25th.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hey, it's producer Conrad. Pete will be back from vacation Monday with guests Rob Thomas and Bill Luff. The Democratic National Convention is next week, so join the Nightlight stream from 7 to 9 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube, or X.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. From the norm, just a little off.
See them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, wow, what a beautiful world. I see clouds of gray and clouds of white. The bright, blessed day and the dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, Maris ain't a bad world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky. It's also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? Why, all they're saying is, I love you. I hear babies cry. Watch them grow. Might I learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a beautiful world. Yes, I think to myself, this ain't such a bad world. You know that?
Joe Pesci, Oscar winner. The music of the star. We'll be right back. Joe did a great album back, I think about 10 years ago. But Joe's been around music for a long time. Little Joe used to call himself back in Jersey, and he had a group and a recording contract. And then things quieted down, then he made it big again with Home Alone. It was shot in Illinois. Ah, the music of the stars. Thanks for being here. We've been on the air since November 5th on WRJN and the Civic Media Network. Here's your invitation to join us each and every Sunday. Now, I promised you a funny Nicola Payone because he had your hearts in the palm of his hand, squeezing them hard with that last Jack Jones classic. Hmm? But this one had a minor hit, and it was 1960, and people bought it like crazy, and then, well... And then people forgot Nicola Payone. But you're not going to forget him. Here he is.
When I come home from work with a big smile and feeling gay, suspiciously my wife, she says, hey, where you been all day? I says, where I've been? I've been working. What's the matter? Can a guy be happy once in a time? But when I come home tired and disgusted, she says, sure, I see. Outside you have a good time, and home you come to cry to me. Yuckity yak, blah, 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 blah. Yuckity yak, blah, 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 blah. That's all I hear, oh baby. Yuckity yak, blah, blah. You know, some morning when I go off to work, I'm a little late, I no shave, I got my old shirt, my old suit, and everything. She says, hey, non ti vergogni, uscire così come un cafone. What's the matter? Why don't you change yourself and make yourself presentable? What the people gonna think of me that you go? I says, well, I'm a little bit in a hurry, huh? But the morning when I shave and I put my new suit, you know, like a nice little young chicken fella, then she starts to get a little jealous. Hey, you come on, who you gonna see today? Who you gonna meet today? Running, running, running. Some night if I tell her, you know, honey, honey, I'm a little tired, I'm gonna go to bed early. She says, sure, sei diventato un baccamotto, that's all you do, just to sleep, eat and work, work, eat and sleep. Well, I says, I just know that. But when she wants to go to bed, you know, and I want to stay up, read the paper, maybe watch a little bit of the television, she from the bedroom, she'll hear the squealing. Oh, come on to bed. What's the matter? You're consuming too much electricity. The bill is too high, too small. Come on, warm up my feet. That's all I hear all day is yakety yak.
And now, Martha Ray again.
I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair, born like a vapor on the golden air. bright streams play.
it, please. What are you doing?
On like a vapor.
Hold it, vapor girl. Am I gonna have trouble with you like them last guys? How can the kids dance to that jazz? If they can't bop to it, they won't buy the record. You know that, don't you know that?
Yeah.
You know that. Now we're gonna do Stephen Foster, all right, but we're gonna do him rock and roll. Dig. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Jack King, Queen, rock. Genie. Genie with the. Genie with the light. Genie with the light brown. Genie with the light brown wig. Rock! Pretty commercial, huh, boy? I'll tell the world. Okay, follow me now. Genie! That's the stuff.
Genie with.
A little more out of tune, please.
Genie with the.
Said, if they can't bop to it, Bombsville. You want me to tear up your autographed pictures of Hunter Hancock?
No!
Well, then shape up, huh? Let's take Beautiful Dreamer again.
Beautiful Dreamer.
That's more like it.
Wake up to me.
Even more commercial.
Way down to Potty Genie. Genie with.
Hear your Stephen Foster favorites. Join in and sing right along, won't you? Well, like a one-eyed cat peeping at an old dog tray. Well, like a one-eyed cat peeping at an old dog tray. Well, it ain't the way you wrote it, but we sell more records this way.
Down upon the genie. Genie with. Genie with the. Genie with the light.
In the cold, cold
rebop, rebop, shoot and clap the biff, boom, 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 jockey, boom.
Hey, I think this turned out better than the Kerry Jacobs Bond album we did last week.
Don't smile.
smiles I've seen, there's none like her. When my nights are lonely and go from bad to worse, Brownie sings to me and I thrill to her verse. She makes me happy and she makes me Brownie is my favorite wire-haired terrier.
I love Brownie better than Jeannie. I love Brownie better than Jeannie without the hair.
I will not forget the night I called.
I looked for Jeannie's light brown hair and found that she was bald.
Jeannie with the, she is so that I could almost, my dream of Jeannie with the, every time I look at her, I, every time I, her, I could almost, every time I, her, I,
every hug seems to act just like a drug. Oh,
Paul Sorvino.
Getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't break free. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply, 'cause I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. Got me in your clutches and I can't break free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me.
Paul Sorvino. There's another mob hit. Here's Jack Nicholson. The music of the stars.
close and hold me fast. The magic spell you cast. This is la vie en rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs. And though I close my eyes, I see la vie en rose. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seem to turn into love songs. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be la vie en rose. Quand elle me prend dans ses bras, elle me parle tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose. Elle m'en dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours. Et ça me fait quelque chose. Elle est entrée dans mon cours, une porte de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est elle pour moi, moi pour elle dans la vie. Elle m'en l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors j'ai sans émoi mon cœur qui bat. Chérie, j'adore ça, chérie.
Phyllis Diller.
I'm feeling so bad. Make some music dreamy and sad. I could tell you a lot, but you gotta be true to your God.
Just hang on, hang on.
Sam, did I ever tell you how I met him? What a louse. We were 27 when we met. In the principal's office, could you believe that? 27 in a principal's office. We had a terrible time getting through school. Because he was so dumb. Oh boy, was he dumb. I brought him home one day. I want to show him to my mother. Sam, I was so humiliated. You know what she said? She said, look, if you're gonna keep it, you have to feed it and walk it. Oh, dear. That didn't help right then and there. You know what he did yesterday? Do you know what he did yesterday, Sam? Listen to me. He pawned my engagement ring. Oh, dear. And he blew the buck on booze. What a louse. And he's dumb on top of it. You know what I mean, Sam? And then I found out when he brings me home at night, Sam, do you know, he goes out with another woman. He keeps telling me she's uglier than me. But I know that's just another one of his rotten lies. So make it one for my baby, one more for the road. Self-pity is better than no pity at all, Sam.
Welcome to TCM. I'm Ben Mankiewicz. As June marks the start of summer, we're dedicating our Friday night programming this month to summer camp, though these are not movies about camp, nor are they about summer. They're campy pictures, over-the-top movies, heavy on melodrama or tongue-in-cheek ostentation. Tonight, our focus is on the former. We've got a slate of heavy melodramas, and we begin with one of the best of the bunch. From Universal, with a Los Angeles premiere on Christmas Day in 1956, Lauren Bacall and Rock Hudson star and director Douglas Sirk's Written on the Wind. During the 1970s and 80s, primetime soap operas came to dominate the television ratings wars. Shows like Dallas and Dynasty took viewers deep inside the passions and secrets of the uber-rich. The genre is enjoying a revival now. A couple of spectacularly well-written and well-produced HBO shows on Max spring to mind. Succession, which just finished its run, and The White Lotus. Written on the Wind helped pave the way for the genre. On the surface, it's the story of two close friends, played by Rock Hudson and Robert Stack. They fall in love with the same woman, that's Lauren Bacall. But trust me, that's just the tip of a scandalous iceberg. Can an iceberg be scandalous? Oh, yes, it most certainly can. There are multiple soapy subplots in the film. Stack's character, for example, the scion of a wealthy oil family, is fascinated by guns but fears he may be shooting blanks in the bedroom. The juiciest parts of the story surround Stack's kid sister, played by Dorothy Malone, in an Oscar-winning performance for Best Supporting Actress. She's got a thing for a man who does not share her interest. Her response to rejection is the kind of promiscuity not seen on screen in Hollywood during the 1950s. What we end up with is everything you'd want in a steamy soap opera and then some. Sir, master of the melodrama, turning what could have been over-the-top trash into a cinematic art form. From Universal, 1956, the first of tonight's summer melodramas, Written on the Wind.
International presents Rock Hudson as Mitch Wayne, who owed everything to the oil-rich Hadleys. Lauren Bacall, who had married Kyle Hadley too soon. Robert Stack as headstrong Kyle Hadley. Dorothy Malone as Kyle's sister. In a tense, frank drama woven of the raw realism of life itself.
I didn't take her to the motel. She took me. Your daughter's a tramp, mister. If that ain't plain enough for you, I can put it...
As long as he could remember, Mitch, the outsider, the friend, had lent his strength to the Hadleys. To Kyle, too rich, too charming, tortured by a secret that made him lash out at all he loved.
Faithless lover's kiss is written on the wind. A night of stolen bliss is written on the wind. Just like the promises we made are whispers in the breeze. They echo and they fade, just like our memories. Though you are gone from me, in my heart.
It's written on the wind. It is written on the wind.
Though you
thank you. the award for the best actress in a supporting role, Mr. Jack Lemmon, ladies and gentlemen. Jack, it certainly is wonderful to see you, and I would like to take this opportunity to tell you that I am one of your greatest admirers.
Well, Jerry, I don't know what to say.
Just read the teleprompter like everybody else. It's easy.
Thank you, you, Mr. Lewis. The nominees for the award for Best Actress in a Supporting Role. Nominees for the award, Best Actress in a Supporting Role are Mildred Dunnick in Baby Doll, Eileen Heckert in The Bad Seed, Mercedes McCambridge in Giant, Patty McCormick in The Bad Seed, and Dorothy Malone in Written on the Wind. The envelope, please. Dorothy Malone in Written on the Wind.
I don't know how much time we have, but I'd like to accept this award in the name of my late little brother, Bill. And I'd like to thank especially the Academy, because I'm sure that this year, the four other girls, such stiff competition, it was a real, I really appreciate it. And I know I haven't got time to thank such loyal friends as Edna Benoit and my producer, Mr. Zug Smith, and Universal, and all its board of directors who've been had such confidence in me, like Mr. Mull. And I want to thank the Screen Extras Guild and the Screen Actors Guild, because we've had a lot of ups and downs together, and you understand all the crews I've worked with. Thank you so much, and God love you all.
Victor Young and Dorothy Malone, both of Chicago.
to our lonely last goodbye. But I've so many songs left unsung yet. I'm young yet, and my heart is the heart of a young man. A young man who doesn't want to
Jones. None better. Michelle LeGrand again. Long out of print.
Childhood's hour, I have not been as others were. I have not seen as others saw. I could not bring my passions from a common spring. From the same source, I have not taken my sorrow. I could not awaken my heart to joy at the same tone. And all I loved alone. Then, in my childhood, in the dawn of a most stormy life, was drawn from every depth of good and ill the mystery which binds me still. From the torrent or the fountain, from the red cliff of the mountain, from the sun that round me rolled in its autumn tint of gold, from the lightning in the sky as it passed me flying by, from the thunder and the storm and the cloud that took the form when the rest of heaven was blue of a demon in my view.
Basil Rathbone, the words of Edgar Allan Poe. Gordon Jenkins, Nat Cole, the music of the stars. Thank you for being with us.
You're my magnificent obsession, the greatest wonder on this earth, the Taj Mahal and other splendors. To me, really have no words. You're my magnificent possession, a treasure lent me from above. As long as I have breath within me, you'll be my one and only possession, a treasure lent me from above. As long as I have breath within me,
Lane wrote that. Gordon Jenkins and the orchestra. I'm Lou Regani, the music of the stars. looky here. 5 hours have slipped away just as quick as 5 hours slip away. We'll be back again, Lord willing, each and every Sunday, 7 o'clock Central Time, all the way till high noon. And until we meet again, keep your dreams alive. Reach for the stars.
Because you're always in my heart, my love, wherever I may be, you are never far away from me.
Music never stops, not on WRJN. AM and also FM. From Radio Park, Racine, on the Civic Media Radio Network. Next Sunday. Timeless hits right here on WRJN. Show. This tune, our closing theme, written by two guys, I'm not making this up, Robert Allen and Alan Roberts. It was never recorded until quite recently, although people demanded it. It was Perry Como's closing theme. Until next time.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.